Hello, ladies, and welcome back to today's podcast. We are working through my book, Three Skips and a Jump to Becoming a Woman of Influence. Well, we've already looked at the skip. As I shared with you at the beginning of this podcast, this book really was birthed out of a coaching encounter that I had with a client who was stuck. She really couldn't get past some of her personal issues. And I realized that she literally was self-sabotaging, that there were things in her life that she was holding on to that she was not willing to let go of. And as I looked across the street getting ready to wait for my client, I noticed some children playing hopscotch. And as they tossed their rock from one box to the next, I thought to myself, why couldn't it be that easy? Why can't I just skip over all of my problems and jump into my future? And then it hit me. Three skips and a jump. My friend, you can skip over your problems. You can skip over entitlement and punishment and resentment, and you can jump into your future. So today I want to walk you through what we've been processing in the book right now, Jumping Into Your Future. And as we mentioned in our last podcast together, I talked to you about how you have to have a plan. You have to have a strategy. You have to know how to move from one point to another. And as we began to work together in the book, you know that I gave you an assessment called a focus card, and how to look at that focus card and write down on that focus card step by step how you move from point A to point B to point C, and systematically work through having a plan. But today I want to talk to you about the next step, and that is exercise faith. You know, it's one thing to have a plan, but unless you really have faith and God's blessing behind your plan, I guarantee you, my friend, you will have nothing but frustration. There's a great verse in the Bible that says, many are the plans of man, but God directs our paths. And that is that faith element, that when you mix your faith and your plan, God seems to do the supernatural. So I want to walk you through a little bit of my story in my experience with faith. You know, my faith journey really began when I was a young girl. Many of you may, like me, just grew up in the church and you heard about God and you believed in God, and there was an element of faith. Many of us in America today talk about faith as though it's just something that we strap on when we need it. We don't understand that it really is embracing a personal relationship with the God of the universe that knows us better than we know ourselves. For me, faith was tapping into God when I needed something. It wasn't an understanding that the all-powerful, resourceful God of the universe wanted me to walk by faith, to have an everyday faith system that I walked with, relying and leaning on Him. So for me, faith was just something I kind of experienced when I got myself in trouble and I needed God to get me out of trouble. Until one day. Actually, I was newly married, and my husband and I had found out we were pregnant, and we were so excited. We were in ministry, and we were actually in seminary at the time. And you know, when you're kind of doing work for God, you just assume that you've got God's favor. You know, you give your life to God, and then you go into ministry. And for me, I just thought life should be easy from this point on. But several months later, my doctor wanted to induce me. I'd become pregnant and was having some difficulty with my pregnancy, and he wanted to induce me. And I remember going into the hospital, anticipating having my child, so excited, and went through my Lamaze like so many of us do back in the day, and was doing my breathing, was ready to give birth. And I remember I went into transition. I'll never forget when the nurse said, "You are in transition." And for me, that was one of those words where I knew it would be the greatest contraction of my life, but I also knew that God was getting ready to do something very special in my life. As I pushed and out came my child, my son, I was so excited when I heard that first cry. But from there, they immediately noticed something was wrong. My son had turned blue in the face. Everything in him went limp. And the nurse immediately took him, quickly wrapped him and took him out off into intensive care. And my son's lungs had collapsed when he took that first breath of life. And I remember the shock. It wasn't like I thought. It wasn't the picture I had in my mind where they would lay that little baby on my chest and I would take a few moments to bond with the baby that I had been carrying for 9 months. It was not at all what I thought it would be. And upon shock, my husband and I wept and held each other and cried, wondering what would happen. And I'll remember that night they took me into the intensive care ward, and I was laying there by myself all alone. And it was a really difficult time for me. I was quiet. I was alone. My husband was not in the room at the time. And I really remember crying out to God, God, where are you? God, why? Why did this happen to me? And you know, the interesting thing is sometimes when we question God, if we stop in the stillness and just wait, he will answer. And I remember him answering with these words, you've got to believe it's so when it's not so in order for it to be so. Months prior to my giving birth to our son, I had worked through a workbook by a man named Manly Beasley, and it was a faith workbook. And I remember Manly saying in the beginning of the book those words, you've got to believe it's so when it's not so in order for it to be so. Well, friends, as quickly as I've said that, I'm sure you couldn't repeat that back to me right now if I asked you. You see, it hadn't set in my heart. It hadn't set in my mind. But that day, as I was in intensive care wondering if my child would make it through the night, those words came and whispered in my ear, Tammy, you have to believe it's so when it's not so in order for it to be so. You see, the doctors had told me if my son made it through the night, they would let me see him the next day. Ladies, that night I had an encounter of faith. That night God came and he said, Tammy, your faith in me, your faith in believing that I give life, your faith in me can make this a reality. That was my first encounter with faith, and I have had many along the way of my journey with God. My friend, I want to tell you that it's not enough to create a focus plan. It's not enough to say I have a plan with something I want to do, a creative idea, a ministry, a goal, a passion. You must get with God and have him look at that focus card and then ask God in faith, how do I move forward from here? I must tell you that my son not only lived, but he thrived. My son is a very successful banker today, married with three wonderful children. And I believe that that encounter in the hospital, my God encounter, my faith encounter, my believing that God can do the unbelievable when we exercise faith is what I believe put my son on the journey of where he is today. As you work your way through three skips and a jump and you go through this particular section and chapter on faith, I walk you through a few steps of faith that I want to leave you with today. And the first step of faith is know you have a need. Know you have a need. My friend, you cannot do life without God. You have to know that you need to connect daily with the Holy Spirit of the living God that wants to walk with you, talk with you, lead you, prompt you, speak to you, guide you. You must know you have a need. But then second, you must believe that there is an answer. You have to believe that God is not trying to hide things from you. God is not trying to confuse you. God is not the God of confusion. God is a God that wants you to tap into his heart and his voice and believe that he has an answer for you. Number three, you must let go of why. I could have laid in that hospital bed all night long and continued to ask God why. Why me? Why me, the good girl, the pastor's wife, the in seminary to be in ministry, all the good things that I think I've done for God. I could ask why? You know, it's been said we ask God why, and God asks why not? Why not let me work in a supernatural way in your life and let you see that I love you more than you'll ever know? Number four, you must see the other side. My friend, you must see the outcome. That's what faith is. I began to see my little boy as living and thriving and healthy. I started seeing what God wants. You see, that's what faith is. Faith is seeing the other side of the question with the outcome being the view of God. And then lastly, number five, you must step into the divine. You must begin to walk it out as though it is. Faith is believing something is so when your reality says it is not so, but your faith in God makes it so. In this chapter, I tell you a little story, and actually, I love the different biblical stories that I share in here, but I talk about the story of Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus. And you know, Lazarus had died, and they questioned, just like I questioned, a lot of whys, why? Lazarus was your best friend, Jesus. You would come through our town all the time, and you and Lazarus had a bond. Why weren't you here as he was dying? Why weren't you here when we needed you most? So when Jesus did show up 3 days after Lazarus died, Mary and Martha ran to him asking the question we all do, why? Why God? Why me? Why now? Why this? Little did Mary and Martha know that the death of Lazarus wasn't about Lazarus. The death of Lazarus was for them, because God wanted them to exercise faith. God wanted them, as Jesus came into their midst, to look at Jesus and say, we need a miracle. We need to exercise faith. Let me ask you right now, are there Lazarus stories in your life? Are there stories that seem to have died and you're asking Jesus why? I believe he wants to speak to you just as he did with Mary and Martha, and he wants to give you a miracle of faith. I want to encourage you right now to pray a simple prayer and just ask God, God, increase my faith. Whatever the enemy's telling you is a lie. He comes to rob, to steal, and destroy. But the Bible tells us that Jesus comes to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly. My prayer is that you would walk a walk of faith, a walk of life, and a walk of hope. I want to encourage you to check us out at womenofinfluence.today. You can check me out at my website, tammyhotzenpiller.com, where we actually have downloadables for you. We have resources. We have sections from the book, Three Skips and a Jump to Becoming a Woman of Influence, where you can download some assessments and evaluations for yourself. But I believe right now that I'm speaking to someone right now that is in pain, someone that's hurting, someone that's questioning the whys of God. My friend, would you let go of the why and just press in to the how? The how is simply faith. It's simply walking with God and listening as he answers your questions. Thanks for tuning in with us today. I look forward to sharing with you next week. I pray you have a blessed day. Check us out again on all of our social media, Women of Influence, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.